Delaware's Kalmar Nickel. It's a tall ship. It has attracted summer crowds to Lewis for almost two decades. But the replica of the 17th century ship will no longer sail in southern Delaware. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed reports that's because of Mother Nature and the lack of funds to outsmart her.
A couple thousand Lewis residents and tourists take sail on the tall ship each summer. Hundreds more admire the soaring sails as they cruise or walk by. Kalmar Nickel is a replica of the original ship that brought Swedish settlers to the area in 1638. And Kathy Parcells of the Kalmar Nickel Foundation says it offers a hands-on way to learn about tall ships.
It's adventurous, too, to be on a ship like this, and you can help haul a sail and sing some sea shanties.
But the so-called floating classroom may no longer make its way to the beach community. For the second consecutive year, the ship will not berth or sail from the public dock. That's because of increased silt, a combination of organic or inorganic particles. Chris Summerfield is a professor of oceanography at the University of Delaware. He says increased silt is common at harbors or docks. In estuaries, the moving tide creates turbulence. It suspends silt particles and drifts it to locations with less turbulence near the shoreline. Dredging is the only solution. But the $3 million to undertake that effort is not affordable for the nonprofit, nor the Delaware River and Bay Authority, Parcells says.
We're all disappointed because we would like to be in that strong tourist market for the state of Delaware, and we know we add a lot of value to that tourism piece.
Public sales are still available in Wilmington and historic Newcastle. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.